This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get into this week, I hope your heart is tuned to what God might have to say to you. Just like you tune your radio to listen to these spots, you have to tune your heart to get on God's wavelength so that you are listening and receptive to what He has to say to you. The fact is, God always is wanting to talk into our lives, to set the direction of our thoughts, and to have an impact on the decisions that we're making. But while God is talking to us, the question is, are we listening to Him? Are we on His wavelength? And so the practice every day of starting your day with some time with God, where you are focused on listening to Him, is one of the most important things you can do in your life. This week, we want to talk about the theme that Jesus never gives up on you. I want to read you a passage out of Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 14. Jesus says, "And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I'm rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Well, I think you probably have an ear, and Jesus wants you to hear his message to you. And that message is this: he's not giving up on you. The Christians described in these words of Jesus have really left God out of their lives. They're not hot nor cold. They're not against God, but they don't step out of their comfort zone to be for Him either. They're not passionate Christians. They are just living in that level of comfortable Christianity, where they kind of have some Christian activities and the name of Christian, but it's not having a big, deep impact on their lives. And what's worse, Jesus says, they don't even realize that there's anything wrong with that. But in spite of that place of indifference that they're at spiritually, Jesus tells them, I still love you, and I'm going to pursue you. I wonder if you find yourself in that place, even today in your own life, where you recognize your passion for God is not really there, and that you've come to a place where you're not that concerned about your walk with Him. Well, Jesus says, I'm knocking. I'm not leaving you alone. I'm going to keep on asking you to put me back into that central place in your life. If you hear God there in your life today, pursuing you, telling you even now, I'm not satisfied with this level of your walk with me, and I want to help you get back to where I'm first in your life, then it's time for you to take a little quiet time and respond to Him. Make things right with Him today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.